Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the Be Unique Studios in the thriving metropolis of Merritt Island, Florida, it's Ask Mary, where she'll try to answer your questions. And remember, if she doesn't know the answer, she'll make them up. And now, here's Mary. We are excited, Mary Brotherton. How are you this afternoon?
Happy, happy. It's Groundhog Day. Woo-hoo!
do you know if you even saw a shadow? Do we know yet?
Yeah. Punxsutawney Phil saw his shadow at dawn this morning.
Oh, well.
That means
more,
he
more
has
winter.
He has 6 more weeks of winter. And here where I live in the
yep.
beautiful space coast of Florida, well, he has 6 more minutes of winter.
Well, you know, I asked you that question, but you probably knew the answer because that's all we have to do is just ask Mary. And that's right, everybody.
So
you
goodbye. That's it for today.
No. You don't get off that early. No. You don't get off that easily, Mary. You don't get off that easily. But I have a question, and you better know the answer. Mary, you are the president of Be Unique. You are the editor of the Be Unique magazine. And you also coordinate, you also implement all of the Be Unique events around the state. So my question to you is this afternoon, how do you manage the time to amass so much knowledge?
Years and years of practice. Goodbye. One question
no,
per day.
No. You
come on now.
To,
get serious. Give me my question.
It. All right. This is your premiere episode, so you're allowed to be pushy. And let me see here.
Dude,
let me see that.
You talk about all these things I have to do. I got to go do them. That's why the show is
short. Well, you just happen to be very, very lucky today, Mary, because we have a caller, and I'm certainly sure they have a question for you. Let me go ahead and get this caller.
Awesome.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Who am I speaking with?
This is Dave.
Hi, Dave. How are you? Welcome to Just Ask Mary. You are our very, 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 very first phone-in guest on our very, 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 very first episode. How are you today?
I am great, and you'll never forget me because you never forget your first.
Amen. Even if we want to forget our first, we just they linger, whether we like it or not.
Okay, Dave. Go ahead. You are on with Mary.
All right, Mary. I'm a really nice guy and have a hard time meeting women. So I was wondering, should I become a bad boy so I can meet a woman and let her change me back into the nice guy that I already am?
Dude, why in the hell would you want to do that? Seriously.
Because women like bad boys.
Do you have any bad seed in you? Is it even possible for you to do this? If you're a nice guy, why would you want to be a bad boy? You know that's only going to attract women who want to fix you. Do you need fixing?
I don't need fixing.
Then just chill the F out and be yourself. Stop trying so hard.
Good point.
Do not try, because let me tell you, true story. I met my husband almost 25 years ago online, way before the first match.com was even an inkling of a concept. Just weird, random forum. Met him online, and we lived in two different states. He was not looking for a relationship. I had just gotten out of a really nasty one, and magic happened. When you're not looking for it, love comes and bites you on the butt.
Very good. Thank you so much for
Sometimes it leaves teeth marks, if you're lucky.
Well, only you, Mary, can think about the teeth marks and not the love that's involved. I'm here to tell you.
Well, it's a constant reminder. That little scar back there is a constant reminder.
Well, I usually don't look at back there when I'm looking in the mirror, but okay.
You don't have
that
to look
can be
it,
a constant reminder.
But see, if it's a scar, you can feel it. You don't have to look to see it. You just know it's there.
Well, Dave, Did that answer your question? Do you feel like you can walk away as the very, 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 very first guest questionnaire and feel a little bit more confident, a little more satisfied, a little more ready to face that next step?
Absolutely. Mary has cleared that up for me.
Woohoo!
And you didn't even need to get a scar. So there you go.
No.
All right. Well, Dave.
Well, hey, Dave, I will tell you this much about being a good boy and finding a good woman. If you ask nicely, she will bite, but otherwise she won't.
That's kind of what I'm looking for.
Mary, wait a minute. We don't have a rating on this this program. So remember, we're being family friendly. There's no ratings on this, but I can change it. I can change that.
I have said nothing that should cause any alarm for anybody listening.
I think you just increased your audience.
I think she
by
Mary,
at least
is that
one,
possible?
Right?
I'm asking you, Mary.
we had a zero. This particular show had a zero audience before today.
Yes, it did.
And
Dave is
here now, and I expect Dave to tune in every Wednesday with or without a question, just to see what the heck's going to come out of my mouth.
And Dave, keep us up to date. We want to know if you're turning
into
that lab
boy. I have made two men laugh today. That makes me really happy. Actually, I've made my husband laugh too. So I've made three men happy today. So what more could I ask for?
Nice. That is definitely a good day.
That is a great day. I tell you, you know, I make my wife laugh all the time, and it's not even what I'm saying, but we won't go there. So that's great.
I'm
that
your,
you
your daily dose of mental health or mental illness. I don't know which one. But, if I can't make you laugh at least in a few minutes, we got a problem, and it goes deeper than your problems.
No, absolutely.
Because then it becomes my problem. And if I can't make somebody laugh, what am I living for?
That is great.
Very
because
nice.
A laugh includes a smile. And I tell you, sometimes
usually,
it's hard.
Usually a laugh starts.
Well, 9 out of 10
smile.
Times. Come on, Mary, let's not get technical here. It's just asking questions.
Sometimes it's an evil grin, but.
Oh, boy. I think I feel that over the phone right now. There you go again, Mary.
Yeah.
There you go again. Maybe this should be just let Mary make you laugh. It might not be fun. It can be questions.
If you can laugh and you learn something too.
Yeah.
So that's my trifecta right there.
Beautiful.
Make you, I entertain you, I educate you, and what was the third one? I forgot. Oh man. Must be memory enhancement.
And you remember more often. And I tell you, for 15 minutes, you know it all. And I tell you what, Dave, I hope that you can walk away from this and you can feel, again, like you've gotten that question answered. You're going to have that date. It's going to go well, and you may end up meeting the woman of your dreams. Or
you gave me some inspiration because I also do Manifest Mondays. So now I think I need to do a show about manifesting, romance or relationships. I like that one.
You put the C in creativity. Let me tell you something. Mary, what time is that show on Monday, by the way?
It is on at 11 o'clock every Monday.
Every Monday. And as you as a host, right? But sometimes you bring in guests, don't you? Like Dave.
I am
Dave,
the host.
The
second and fourth Monday of the month, I sometimes have a guest, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm just there spitballing by myself. And we're in our second year of that show. So we've been doing this for a year now. And
Dave, I was going to say, Dave, as a real confession, I have called that show twice, and each time I have learned more and more about how to manifest and how important it is in your life. It's a hard concept for some of us to get, but if we talk about it and we listen to the, you know, to what's being told to us, we can make our lives what we want.
Absolutely.
Well, before you go, Dave, since you are actually looking for something, I'll actually give you a freebie. If you're looking
thank you.
for you're looking for a relationship with someone. I think what you probably, and get correct me if I'm wrong, I would, you mentioned being a bad boy, being, you know, meeting a good girl and all this. So I'm assuming that you would want someone who respects you as you are.
Yes.
Are you looking for a lifetime partner at this point?
You know, I'm looking for a very special woman or a series of mediocre ones.
Dude, I'm a very special woman. You just found me. See how that works? Boom. There you go. You just got what you asked for.
So, very good.
I like the fact, Dave, that you don't think small.
No.
No.
So, the way that
guys,
you can...
we are down to our last 3 minutes. Dave, is there anything else you would like to say?
Let me, I got something to say. I'm not finished.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let me tell Dave how to get this woman into his life.
Okay, just giving you the
All you have to do is say, I love this relationship I'm in with a very special woman who aligns with me mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And thank you, God, universe, spirit, or source, whatever you want to call it, for bringing this woman into my life. Boom, there it is. Now, you need to put a little bit of action on this word. You cannot stay home and soaking your feet watching Gunsmoke reruns and expect her to knock on your door bringing you a pizza and a six-pack of beer. It doesn't work that way.
Right.
But be on the lookout. She is on her way to you.
Wonderful. I will let you know how it goes.
I'm excited.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mary. Thanks, Tony.
Very welcome.
Hey,
thank you for calling in today.
Welcome, Dave. Have a good day. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Take care.
Hey. Thank you.
All right. Bye, Dave.
All right. Hey, bye-bye. Mary, I'll tell you what. What a great premiere. What a great show. What great advice. And I tell you, we need to do something very important. You need to go into the Be Unique Closet Capital there and find something that we can give as a gift to our caller. I don't know what that might be, but I think that was a wonderful call. I think Dave is going to be able to leave here and feel a little bit more confident in his dating capabilities. And, hey, I've even learned something. Besides, don't interrupt Mary when she's in the middle of a roll. So, you know, this has been a very, very, very informational show, and I've enjoyed it. And I think a wonderful premiere, and I hope everybody tells their friends, and the friends tell their friends, and Dave tells his friends, that all they have to do every Wednesday afternoon at 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time is to give us a call here at area code 516-418-5651. Or go and submit your questions to beuniquejamandbread@gmail.com. And we will try to get those questions out here. We'll try to get Mary on and answer them. And we hope to hear from a lot of people with a lot of different ideas and questions. And Mary, before we leave, is there any answer that you can give our audience that you feel you have to make or have to say or have to do?
Well, we do have gifts. So you get me the address, I can get the gift in the mail.
That is fantastic. We can do that, and I will make sure that on the next episode, which we will definitely have because this one is going to explode, we will get that information out. Once again, folks, please, with your questions, call area code 516-418-5651 for Just Ask Mary, or you can email us at beuniquejamandbread@gmail.com. Mary, this has been a fantastic 15 minutes to spend, and you're a fantastic person to spend them with. I wish you well for the rest of the day, and I look forward to next Wednesday when we have more questions answered and more information given. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you. I look forward to it too, Tony. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, that's our show for this Wednesday. We would like to thank today's guests for their question. You thought it, you asked it, and as far as Mary's concerned, she answered it. Now, if this show finds an audience, join us next Wednesday and every Wednesday at 2 p.m. And remember, if you have a question for Mary, email us at beuniquejamandbread@gmail.com. Each week, we will choose a question and bring on that guest that just asked Mary for the answer. From the Be Unique Studios in Merritt Island, Florida, Thanks for listening.